Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, the Knight Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today is Monday. It is August the 4th, 2014. Today's topic, worst Congress, i.e. the Tea Party, in U.S. history. And now, a word from the GOP. No. Let's get right to it, shall we? Congress took their summer recess this past Friday and won't return until after Labor Day in September. They left without addressing the current border crisis with Mexico and essentially abrogated any responsibility for at least protecting the safety and welfare of literally thousands of young children and teenagers who have entered the United States from the violence-ridden Central American countries. They did, however, on Friday, manage to pass legislation in the House of Representatives that would actually mean deportation for a 500,000 illegal immigrant children currently enrolled in United States schools who are protected from deportation status by the DREAM Act, a program designed to allow for permanent residency after completion of certain requirements. This is yet another hollow victory for the GOP, as this bill will never pass in the United States Senate with the Democrats in the majority. This was a rare opportunity for congressional Republicans to do something of substance, to bolster their flagging fortunes for regaining the White House and the United States Senate. But no, not even at this juncture could they muster anything in the way of positive legislation to move the immigration policy of this nation forward by even a small degree. The Republicans are cutting off their nose to spite their face. They must come to realize that their political survival will depend directly, increasingly, on attracting at least a portion of the Latino vote in the coming years to remain a viable national party. The GOP is running out of time to stem this tide of xenophobic nativism within their ranks that threatens to cast the party into utter oblivion. The Tea Party will drown the Republican Party all by themselves. They constitute a substantial portion of the congressional makeup of the GOP, and it appears that their hold on that power is virtually irreversible. The GOP is showing all of the signs of a Jack Kevorkian-assisted suicide regimen. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Knight Rider rounding third and heading for home. And as always, stay well and keep it lit. And remember, we ride, but you decide.